Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, in a significant move, Montrose County has declared itself a non-sanctuary county, a resolution that has sparked discussions across the state. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, in a significant move, Montrose County has declared itself a non-sanctuary county, a resolution that has sparked discussions across the state. This decision, made by County Commissioners Keith Caddy and Roger Rash on March 6th, underlines the county's stance on immigration, emphasizing a prioritization of local resources and addressing the potential impacts of immigration influx. Commissioner Sue Hansen, though absent during the vote, expressed her support for the resolution, highlighting a united front among the commissioners. The resolution, formally known as the Resolution Declaring Montrose County as a Non-Sanctuary County, setting priorities and expectations in response to immigration influx, points to the increased migration to Denver and the consequent strain on city resources. It argues that unauthorized immigration can lead to public health and safety risks, including heightened crime, communicable diseases, and pressure on public infrastructure, such as services, public safety, schools, and the justice system. Chairman Roger Rash articulated the resolution's intent, stating, "It is imperative for the government to prioritize its citizens first and foremost." Rash criticized the federal government's handling of border security and its effects on local communities, including neglecting veterans and the homeless population. Vice Chairman Keith Caddy clarified that the resolution targets illegal immigration, distinguishing it from legal processes of immigration. He emphasized the importance of following lawful pathways to U.S. citizenship. The resolution has been portrayed as largely symbolic by Commissioner Hansen, who noted its primary function is to communicate Montrose County's concerns to state officials, especially given Denver's current challenges with managing immigration impacts. This move by Montrose County follows similar declarations by other local governments in Colorado, signaling a broader conversation on immigration and local resource allocation. In support of the resolution, local judge and resident Richard Brown, representing a group of veterans, voiced unanimous backing for the county's stance. Brian White, the individual who initially petitioned for the non-sanctuary resolution, also spoke at the meeting, indicating a community segment's support for the county's direction. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, we spotlight the annual State of the River Conference taking place on March 18th in Montrose. This event is a pivotal gathering for the Colorado River District and its partners, focusing on the critical issues facing the Colorado River and its tributaries amid declining water supplies and increasing population pressures. The conference will feature discussions on a range of topics, including collaborative efforts between upper and lower basin states to develop a cohesive water conservation plan as mandated by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. Highlights include the district's acquisition of water rights for the Shoshone Power Plant and a multi-million-dollar agreement with Xcel Energy, alongside strategies for drought management and infrastructure planning. Attendees will benefit from expert insights into the state of the Lower Gunnison River, water forecasts, and the future of water resource management in the region. The conference aims to foster dialogue and collaboration among stakeholders with presentations from Melissa Wills, Bob Buford, Raquel Flinkler, and others. Beyond Montrose, the State of the River series will continue across the region, addressing specific water issues in communities from Ridgeway to Eagle and engaging local stakeholders in discussions about sustainable water management. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.